the only true and living God. Hallelujah. 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 You can be seated. If we walked out of this place right now, I would be so blessed for just feeling what I feel in this room today. Hallelujah. For being here with my brothers and my sisters, my friends and my family. In Jesus' name. Feeling the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like this. I get one day a week that I can come to the house of the Lord, and I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time, and especially I don't want to waste God's time. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come into this place, Lord. I thank you for your presence that has already met us here. I thank you for your spirit that's just moving through this place. In Jesus' name, God, give me the words to speak. Give me a mind that's clear. God, help me be in tune with you and deliver what you want these people to hear. In Jesus' name, what will edify, what will uplift, what will strengthen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know my God, I want to introduce you to my God today. If you used to know my God, I want to reintroduce you to my God today. I may be drinking a lot of water today. This probably won't take long. But I think it was Jerry Reed that sang, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So I want to cover a lot of scriptures or a lot of words today. Maybe not so many scriptures. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us, if there's ever a scripture that lays out the oneness of God, for unto us, this is prophecy of Christ being born. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Our God is one God. They knew him in the Old Testament. I'm talking about my God, Jehovah. He was known as Jehovah in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He provides every need, everything that I need, he provides it. I may not get everything I want, but everything I want probably isn't good for me. But he gives me everything I need. Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. He's my healer. When I call upon the name of Jesus, I know there's a miracle coming in the house because he's my healer. There's nothing he can't heal. There's no broken bone he can't fix. There's no broken mind he can't fix. There's no cancer he can't heal. He can't wash away. That's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, my banner. I wrap up in him and I apply his name to my life. I am a child of God. He is my banner. Jehovah Shalom. Ah, oh, he's my peace. And boy, we need peace in a world that we have today. I'm talking about my God. When I say my God. My God. Amen. Your God. My God. Our God. My God. I'm taking this personal. When Thomas saw him, he goes, my Lord and my God. He took it personal. He took control of that. He took ownership of that. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is there. He's always there. Always there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never walk away from you. He'll never turn his back on you. You may turn your back on him. You may walk away from him. I know because I did it. You want to know how I know there's a miracle in the house? Because I'm standing right here. I'm a miracle that Jesus Christ turned my life around, brought me back, long suffering. And he just cared enough for me that he would bring me back. This is a privilege. This is an honor. I don't take this lightly, standing behind this desk, standing on this platform. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And I'm nobody special. But yet he picked me up out of this world when I walked away from him. You know, I wasn't there when they crucified him. I didn't spit in his face, literally, figuratively I did. I didn't slap him in the face, but I did when I walked away. He bore the stripes. He wore a crown of thorns. He shed his blood. He was stripped. He was embarrassed. He was belittled. He was ridiculed. And yet when he hung upon the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's love. That's love. That's love that reaches down through eternity and touches me and it touches you and provides a way of escape in this world that we're in. Oh, Jesus. He's Jesus. I'm talking about my God. He's the author of my salvation. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and me. He's my God. I'm talking about my God, your God, our God, my God. I'm taking ownership of this today. He's Yahweh. He is the I am that I am. He's the great I am. Hallelujah. He's the almighty God, the everlasting Father. He never ends, never ends. You know, we have a beginning, we have an end. The world has a beginning and the world has an end. But he never had a beginning and he'll never had an end. My God, the power of my God, when he speaks, that world spin into existence. Universes happen. Stars fill the sky. That's my God. The sun comes up. The moon comes up, and they're on a rotating schedule, and that's perfect balance. And it's all in order because my God spoke a word. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning, and he's the end. He's faithful and true. Ah, I can look through my life, and I see accidents that I had in automobiles that should have taken my life. Drugs that should have killed me, but he was faithful and true, and he brought it through because he had a plan for my life, just like he's got a plan for your life. Every one of you have a purpose. You're not a mistake. You're not here by mistake. You are designed with a purpose. Hallelujah. God has a purpose for your life. All he asks is that we turn our lives over to him. It's so much better walking through this world with God on our side. Hallelujah. We're all going through this thing together. But when Jesus is there, he takes you through. He lifts you up out of the muck and the mire. He'll take you through the dark places. He'll take you through the stormy places. He'll take you through the valleys. He'll take you over the mountaintops because he loves you. He cares for you. No matter how big your problem is, no matter how small your problem is, he's there to take care of it for you. He's faithful and true. He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He's the intercessor. He intercedes for me. He intercedes for me. When I don't know what to say, he steps in the gap and intercedes for me. He's the author and the finisher of my faith, your faith, our faith. He's our God, my God, the God. Hallelujah. He's the teacher. He's the resurrection and the life. He died upon a cross, and then he was placed in a borrowed tomb because you don't buy a tomb you're only going to need for 3 days. And he came out when that stone rolled away, and he stepped out. He took death, hell, and the grave keys with him. And he said, I am the Lord of God. He's fulfilling prophecy there. He's making a way for us when there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Author and the finisher of everything. He's the teacher of the resurrection and life. He's the El Shaddai. We sing that song. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks out for me. El Shaddai. He's the God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's the Elohim. He is the God of the Old Testament. He's the Lord, and he's the Master. One day he robed himself in flesh, and he showed up as the Messiah, as a babe in a manger. He came in swaddling clothes. He didn't have room for him in the inn, so he was born in a barn. He didn't come in with trumpets. He didn't come in a fiery chariot. He came in humbly, peacefully, quietly. He was there. But he rose and he met our needs. That's why he came, robed himself in flesh so that he could die and provide a way of escape for us. He's Messiah. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. The Bible also tells me God is love because he loves me. You know, this world has a different perverted love, things of love. We use the word love and hate. Boy, and I love that hamburger. We use the word love so loosely, or man, I hate Michigan, or something like, people use the word hate. I try not to use those words, especially hate, because it's such a strong word. Yes, it is such a strong word. God is love. That's true love. It's pure love. It's a holy love. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's the light of the world. He's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In the darkest of night, when there's no one else around, all I got to do is cry out to him, And he'll provide that way of escape. He'll provide that light I need. He'll take me through. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we're in the book. He's the creator of all things on heaven and earth. The creator. He created everything we see, everything we can touch, from the smallest flower, the prettiest bird. He cares about them, but how much more does he care about us? He's the creator. He's the rock. I'm not talking about Sean Johnson. He's the rock. He's the foundation. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation you can build your life upon. It won't crumble. It won't falter. It won't fail. Your structure will stand true because he's the rock. He's the foundation, the chief cornerstone. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's my fortress. I'm talking about my God. My God. Hallelujah. He's my protector. Oh, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he rises up a standard against it. You know, this God, he will take a man who's leading an army to go out and fight a battle, and he'll say, you got too many guys. The battle is mine, saith the Lord. And he'll take that army of thousands and whittle it down to hundreds. And what he can do with trumpets and a torch, hallelujah, he can confound the enemy where the enemy will take care of itself. In Jesus' name. He can take a little boy with a handful of stones and drop a giant in his tracks. He can close the mouths of the lions when you're in the lion's den and it seems like everything's against you and the whole world's against you. He'll close the mouths of the lion, he'll bring you through. When you're going through the fiery furnace, he'll cup you in his hand. You won't even smell a smoke when you come out on the other side. That's my God. When your back's against the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh are coming against you, he'll provide a way of escape where there seems to be no way. He'll part the ocean. He'll dry the land, and you can go across because God will carry you through. He's my protector. He's my guide, my refuge, my strength, my fortress. He is the bright and morning star. My God. My God. Amen. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's that cool drink of water when you're dry and thirsty from this world has drawn you dry. You find yourself in a desert. You don't know how you're going to get out. He's that cool drink of water that shows up. He's my salvation, my God. He's my Savior. So if you don't know my God, how do you find my God? Easy. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of they who diligently seek him. What's diligently? Desperately. You desire it more than anything. You know what? I've messed my life up so many times. Thanks. Mom gave me an amen. But when I came to myself, when God picked me up and shook me and said, hey, okay, it's time. You see, I tried doing it on my own and I couldn't do it. I tried messing things up. I was good at that. I wanted to make my own mistakes, and I made plenty. You know, I there's a lot of temptations in my life now that I deal with because of doors that I've opened. If I'd never opened those doors, if I'd never gone down those paths, that temptation wouldn't be there. But God is able to take that away from me. God is able to protect that from me. Hallelujah. Protect me from that. So how do we come to God? Childlike faith. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said. Just childlike faith. They're having Sunday school back there right now, and they're learning about Jesus. They're learning how much Jesus loves them, how much Jesus cares for them, how much he will take care of them, no matter what they find. We live in a cruel, cruel world where children are losing their innocence way too fast. And once that innocence is lost, well, it's just a horrible thing. But Jesus loves the little children. There's a song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. I used to sing red and yellow, blue and green, even those that are real mean. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Hallelujah. Or the one that says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, little ones, to him belong. You see that we're so weak, but our God's so strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they're back there learning that Jesus loves them. Years ago, I used to teach a Sunday school class with Sister Glenda Alphen. That was at 2106. And you know, it's amazing what children will tell you, even when you don't ask. And, you know, having prayer for mommy, daddy, and family, and they'll say, yeah, my daddy smoked cigarettes. Well, we'll pray for your daddy. Or I remember my mommy and daddy don't sleep in the same room. Okay, well, God can fix that too. But they're just so innocent and pure and honest. And sometimes they're way too honest. And we were having cookies and milk one time. And we were trying to hurry the kids along, you know, finish their milk. And I said to the kids, I said, come on, drink up your milk. It'll put hair in your nose. And one of those little darling children look up at me and go, you must drink a lot of milk. You talk about, I was burned by a six-year-old. And I just simply said, I do. What do you say? But that's that honesty, that purity, that just the love of a little child. And that's just how God wants us to come to him. Just to simply believe. Just to simply have faith. He's my Holy Ghost. He's my Father. He's my friend. He's my Savior. He's my Deliverer. He's my Comforter. That's my God. Hallelujah. My God. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. You see, my God forgives. And my God forgets. Everything I ever did when I went down into a watery grave, when I repented, and I mean truly repented, and turned away from that wicked life, when I put those things, I had to lose some friends. I had to lose a lot of things that I used to do, and it's fine. I've got so much more now. I gained so much more. You know, it is so much better walking with God. I've told people, I said, if you find out this isn't better, guess what? That world's still out there. It's still just as sinful and as nasty and as dirty as when you left it. Maybe even more. Because the Bible talks about a dog returning to his vomit. There it is. Amen. But he forgives, he forgets. Everything I ever did is cast into the sea of forgetfulness. It's placed under the blood. It's as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't remember. If I repent of it today, something I did, and I bring it up tomorrow, Lord, I'm still sorry for that. You're like, what are you talking about? That's gone. I don't even remember that anymore. He chooses to forget. My God restores. My God revives. My God renews. He's my Father. He's my friend. He's my love. That's my God. That's my God. Hallelujah. When I walked away from him and went back out in the world, there was always an emptiness. There was always a worry. When I laid my head down at night and I opened my eyes in the morning, did I miss something in the middle of the night? Was there a trumpet that sounded that I didn't hear? Was there a catching away? I used to open my mom and dad's bedroom. They didn't even know that. And I would check just to see if they were there sometimes. Because I knew it's going to happen someday. That's why God has provided a way of escape. Hallelujah. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. You don't have to walk out of this place without knowing God. You don't have to, if you've never known him, today's your day. If you used to know him, today's your day. There's no reason. Today is the day of salvation. All you got to do is believe. If you believe, you shall receive. Hallelujah. There's a little more to it than that, but that's the first step, faith. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost because the Bible says you will. And you will receive the Holy Ghost and you will speak in other tongues because the Bible says you will. You know, when they crucified Christ and they realized that they crucified their Messiah, they said, men and brethren, what can we do now? You know, we killed our Messiah, and Peter stood up. This fear-filled Peter that denied Christ three times stood up and he said, this is the plan of salvation. Acts 2:38. And I just went totally blank on Acts 2:38. Give me a word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:39. For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This promise comes down through generations. This promise is here today. This promise is for you. Hallelujah. If I could get the musicians to come back, please. This is short. This is sweet. This is to the point. The Spirit of the Lord is in this house. And I'm telling you, whatever you need is here. I said it when we started this. If you need a healing, it's in the house. If you need salvation, it's in the house. If you need forgiveness, it's in the house. If you need baptism in Jesus' name, we'll accommodate you today. Hallelujah. All you got to do is come with childlike faith in Jesus' name. It's easy. It's simple. And when you step up, we make things so difficult. God makes it so simple. You don't have to understand it all. I don't understand it all, but I know it works. But you don't have to understand it all because God provides a way. He says, simply believe. Simply believe. I had spent so many years building up walls between me and God that when he called me home, and I was having trouble breaking down those walls, and I had to pray, Lord, tear those walls down. Lord, tear those walls down. Kick those walls down. Kick those bars open. Kick those gates open. Lord, tear it down because I can't feel you. I need to get to you. And he tore those down. He was ready. He was waiting. He was willing. He wasn't there saying, I knew you'd mess up. He wasn't like that. He's like, it's about time. I've been waiting so long for you to come home. I've been waiting so long. I shed my blood for you. I bore stripes for you. I love you. This is for you. This is for you. I did this all for you. We could all stand. This altar's open. You can get the Holy Ghost up here. You can pray through up here. You can pray through where you are, where you're at. It doesn't matter. My God is filling this house. He's filling this room. His Spirit is front to back, corner to corner, ceiling to floor. He's here to meet your need. Whatever you may need, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But when I was praying to get the Holy Ghost, I was having that last little problem of stepping through. And what I pictured, this worked for me. I don't know if it would work for you. But what I believed. I knew he loved me. I knew what he'd done for me. But when I there was just a last little push I needed. And I closed my eyes. And I pictured God just handing me a gift. It wasn't a gift I deserved. It wasn't a present I deserved. But he handed me this wrapped gift. And he just handed it to me. And when I opened it, I started speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. See, he was waiting for me to take the first step. And he ran to me and met me the rest of the way. He provided that way of escape. He provided that love and he embraced me. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing ever since. Sure, we still have problems. Sure, we still have trials. Sure, we still have troubles. But God will bring you through. He'll be the joy that's down in your heart. He'll be the joy that's down in your soul. Hallelujah. He'll give you the joy that surpasses all understanding. He's a merciful, wonderful, loving, forgiving, long-suffering God. And he loves you. Hallelujah. This is your